One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together
we
have 1,000 followers. We did it.
We did it. We got 1,000 Twitter followers, which means that's the end of the podcast. Thank you for joining.
That's all we wanted.
That's all we wanted, and we achieved our goal, and there's no reason to make music anymore.
Yeah, we wanted enough followers to compete with mid-level active social media high school users.
Yeah, that's sad. Well, seriously, though, thank you for following us on Twitter. Our 1,000th follower was the Ped and Mellor Show, at Ped and Mellor. PedandMellor. It's another podcast. Check it out.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. You know what I'm really worried about as we get more popular?
What?
Is that people are going to start being mean to us.
I've been worried about that too, actually. Like, we keep expanding our listener base and we keep getting fairly, like, nice comments.
Like, really nice comments, though. Like, yeah. Really nice comments.
Right. Or no comments at all, which is fine.
Which is also okay. But yeah, I'm afraid, like, you just know that the second, like, we actually have some success,
yeah,
people are going to be mean to us.
But that's a marker of success, isn't it?
I guess so.
It's a milestone on the success highway.
But I just like it when people are nice to us.
Us too. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, anyone like us in the first place, Scott?
I was going to say, what's our next milestone, though?
Oh, 2,000 followers.
Great. All right. Well, let's wait until we get 2,000.
Great.
Well, people would like us because we do song salads, and a song salad is a random genre of music that we get from moodfuse.com combined with a random topic from Wikipedia to create a short song.
And we get those random topics and random genres by spinning the salad spinner, which is a completely made-up mechanism for
almost
us.
Almost like the debt ceiling.
Yes, exactly like the debt ceiling. For us to make a noise or a sound effect or say a funny thing while we quote-unquote spin, which is just clicking on the randomize button.
And this week's salad spinner suggestion comes from Megan Hasty, one of our Patreon donors.
Thank you, Megan.
She says, I'm not on the Twitters. So song, salad spinner suggestion.
You did it again.
I did it. She just said, salad spinner suggestion.
She wrote it right. Scott said it wrong.
The sounds of iced tea being stirred.
I loved that you really alliterated. Iced tea.
Iced tea.
Iced tea.
I'm adding some extra teas in there, too.
Yes, you are.
Iced tea being stirred.
Nice. You know what? Iced tea, real iced tea,
uh-huh,
with like a sprig of mint in it, that is my jam in the summer.
That's great.
And we were like kind of transitioning into fall, so it's a nice little nostalgic nod to summer.
It is. You know what I had in Belgium on my honeymoon that was great? You could go and sit at like a little coffee shop or like tea shop, and they would just give you hot water full of mint leaves, and
ooh,
that would be tea.
That's cool.
It was delicious.
I guess
and like a little lemon wedge.
I guess that's like technically tea.
Yeah, it was great.
You put vegetables in water.
Yeah, but that's for the winter times. This is the summertime suggestion of iced tea.
Nice.
And I think we shouldn't cheat. We shouldn't just get a glass of something and stir it with ice cubes. We should try to replicate the sound with our mouth parts.
Okay, only mouth parts.
You want to go first?
Ugh, fine. Okay.
What tea have you been having?
I was trying to think of how I could make like a clicking noise. So I just like chomped my teeth together.
Hold on. I got a video of that.
I'm so glad you didn't. Hold on, let me try again. Like, ding, 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 ding. It's either a sleigh drawn by mice.
Yes, the tiniest sleigh.
Or it's iced tea being stirred. Ranchera.
Okay, you said the genre's name and we're already being culturally insensitive.
I mean, just getting in on there early. No, but come on.
Ranchera iced tea.
Wait, can you also not roll your R's the way I can't roll my R's?
I don't do it with my tongue. I do it with the back of my throat.
Yeah, that's like...
Ranchera.
Yeah, there you go. You did it. That was good.
With a long lead up. It was like a... running towards a pommel horse. And the dismount... Ranchera! Stuck the landing.
Yeah, really good. Wait, I can't even do that. It's because I was tongue-tied as a child.
You just tripped over your own feet on the way to the pommel
horse. I did. I smashed my face into those nylon mats. Yeah, no, but this is not a joke. I was tongue-tied as a child, which means that the tip of my tongue was attached by a small membrane to the inside of my gums on my bottom jaw.
Mm-hmm.
And while it did not affect my speech at all, I could not lick an ice cream cone.
Aww.
Or like a popsicle or mm-hmm. anything. So I would have to like put like the whole ice cream like very close to or like in my mouth as much as possible. Until I got it snipped when I was 12.
That late in life?
Yeah, because it wasn't doing it. Like, I spoke exactly how I speak now, but it started to pull my gums a little bit away from my teeth, and they're like, this is a gum disease risk. So
gotcha.
They snipped it.
Interesting.
But I think a side effect of that is that I cannot roll my R's.
Nope.
But what are we doing? Ranchera! Ranchera!
Ranchera. Canción Ranchera. Is a genre of the traditional music of Mexico. It dates before the years of the Mexican Revolution. It later became closely associated with the mariachi groups,
nice.
Which evolved in Jalisco.
Gotcha.
Mariachi we are very familiar with here in New York City.
Yes.
Because...
they play on the trains.
They play
time.
On the subway.
And I did just go to Mexico, and there were mariachi
That's true.
Groups.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so apparently there is this... square, and I'm sure I could find it online, but we were going out to see the pyramids at Teotihuacan, and our tour guide, we like passed this like big building with like a kind of like open square behind it, and our tour guide was like, oh, that's like the mariachi like depot or something, and you can go there 24 hours a day and hire a mariachi band.
What?
And no matter what time it is or where the mariachi band is playing, legally, no one is allowed to file a noise complaint for 1 hour.
Oh, my God.
So you can always hire a mariachi band to come play for you for 1 hour, no matter the time of day, and not get a noise complaint.
Did you do it?
No, we did not do it.
Oh.
It is apparently, it's like a wooing thing. Like you hire a mariachi band like for your lady or
whatever. Right, which you see in popular culture, you know, a lot of times there'll be a mariachi band at a restaurant that comes over during a date and it's to convince whoever to fall in love.
Yeah, which is like not the way to my heart, just P.S. But yeah.
I found out that you can hire marching bands in New Orleans in a similar way to hiring mariachi bands like you described. And you can hire a marching band for like an hour to follow you around in New Orleans and you just have your own little parade.
Oh, my God.
So it's like bachelor parties. And
yeah,
things like
yeah,
that,
yeah. You know? There is nothing I would hate more than that, to be quite honest. not kidding. That would suck so much.
All right, let's keep talking about ranchera.
Yes, ranchera today is also played by norteño, or banda, and tamborazo.
Mm.
Drawing on rural traditional folk music, ranchera developed as a symbol of a new national consciousness in reaction to the aristocratic tastes of the period.
Interesting.
Some well-known interpreters of the genre are the following singers.
It's a long list. Are you sure you want to read this?
No.
Great. A lot of people.
Yeah.
Traditional rancheras are about love, patriotism, or nature.
Okay.
Rhythms can have a meter in 2/4 time, which is called ranchera polkeada, like a polka.
Nice.
3/4 time, ranchera valseada, like a waltz, or bolero ranchera in 4/4 time, reflecting the tempo of, respectively, the polka, the waltz, and the bolero. Oh, I got ahead of myself. There's a slow ranchera in 4/4, ranchera lenta. Songs are usually in a major key and consist of an instrumental introduction, verse and refrain, instrumental section repeating the verse, and another verse and refrain with a tag ending.
Guys, this is like way more structure than we ever get.
This is like how to mariachi.
I love it.
Instrumentation may include guitars, strings, trumpets, and or accordions, depending on the type of the ensemble being used. And beside the typical instrumentation, ranchera music, as well as other forms of traditional Mexican music, is also noted for the grito mexicano.
Oh, no.
A yell that is done at musical interludes within a song, either by the musicians or the listening audience. Grito mexicano.
Mexican shout, or simply grito, is a common Mexican interjection used as an expression of joy or excitement that has become one of the internationally known behaviors of typical Mexican culture.
This is really funny coming up.
Oh, man.
The interjection is similar to the yahoo or yeehaw of the American cowboy during a hoedown.
Okay.
With added
ululation
trills and onomatopoeia closer to ah or aye that resemble a laugh while performing it. The first sound is typically held as long as possible, leaving enough breath for a trailing set of trills.
100,000%. We will put an example of this in the episode.
Now, before we find an example, do it to your best guess based on the description.
Okay, this is good. All right, here we go. Come on.
I was thinking more of like a hi.
What's the like gurgling?
It says
then?
Leaving enough breath for a trailing set of trills.
Yeah, but it also says the first sound is held as long as typically as long as possible.
Well, I could do that. You can't make me laugh.
Sorry.
Grito.
Grito. Oh, no. That was very bad. Okay, so, but, like, ululation is, like, like, that's ululation.
I thought it was, like, your uvula going.
Oh, I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that's Grito Mexicano.
Oh, we just did a very bad thing. Let's,
Oh, man.
Let's find a real example.
Let's find a real example of a ranchera song
with
a grito in it.
Yeah. So we're going to play for you one of the most famous mariachi songs.
Yes.
That I think like had like popular success even.
Yeah.
Like outside of Mexico and stuff.
And was featured on Speedy Gonzales, which is how it became known amongst children.
And well, and also, can I say, I first recognized this song because I guess in the 70s, maybe, there was a commercial for Fritos that my mom would sing the jingle for.
Oh, boy.
And it was to the tune of this. And it was, well, I don't want to give away what the song is, I guess.
Here, the song is called Cielito Lindo, which means Lovely Little Heaven, by Vicente
Fernandez,
and many others.
Yeah.
De la sierra morena cielito lindo vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros cielito lindo de contrabando. De la sierra morena cielito lindo vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros cielito lindo de contrabando. Ay, 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 canta y no llores porque cantando se alegran cielito lindo los corazones.
And so, Shannon, what did your mom sing to that tune?
Ay, 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 I am the Frito Bendito.
Oh, yes.
I love Fritos corn chips. I love them a lot. If I take your corn chips, then have them, you'll not.
Oh, my God.
I'm the Frito Bendito. Yeah. So that was how I knew that song first.
Frito Bendito.
The Frito Bendito.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Also, we wanted to play a Grito.
Yeah.
Not a Frito.
And there wasn't one in, though, you know, you can see the place for it because it, we didn't play you the whole song, of course, but there is that instrumental interlude in the middle that we mentioned, and you could do a Grito in there.
Right. But we found a YouTube video called Grito del Mariachi, and it's a very happy person doing a mariachi Grito.
Yeah.
So here's what the traditional one sounds like.
Yeah.
We can do that.
I think we can do that. And it, you do hear the, like, they said it sounds like laughter at the end. Like, you definitely hear. Yeah. Oh, and also, so I just kind of put this together. Mexican Independence Day is coming up. Actually, wait, let's look
soon.
Up. When is Mexican Independence Day? Is this coming out,
on
Mexican Independence Day?
This episode is coming out 2 days after Mexican Independence Day.
Yes! Guys, we are so on trend.
The Wikipedia universe is falling into place
for us. Oh, I love it so much. Okay, and they call Mexican Independence Day El Grito.
Yeah.
Right?
That means shout.
Yeah, so it's like the shout of joy and freedom for being independent.
Ugh, this is so crazy.
I didn't, so everywhere in Mexico City when we were there, there were these little, like, stands and shops set up to buy, like, Mexican paraphernalia, you know, like flags and like, it's basically
patriotic stuff.
Yeah, really patriotic stuff. And, you know, everyone was calling it El Grito, and I like didn't think about it until we just learned that the Grito is the shout.
There it is. And you do the shout on Mexican Independence Day to celebrate it.
Yeah.
Particularly in your ranchera songs.
Yay! So we're going to celebrate Mexico today.
Happy Mexican Independence Day, everyone.
Happy Mexican Independence.
Let's try to write something that doesn't crap all over it.
Yeah, let's hope that our topic.
Oh boy. Well, let's spin the salad spinner, get our topic.
Yep. And it's you with the iced tea.
Okay, iced tea time. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Here we go. Ding, 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 ding. Time was. It's an old southern gentleman stirring his iced tea.
Talking, what is the
ruminating
old,
on the past?
What is the old southern gentleman nostalgic for, Scott?
Time was. People knew that Cinco de Mayo wasn't Mexican Independence Day.
Yep.
Yes. Yes. This is so weird. I love it.
Okay. Okay.
But I have an idea already.
You do?
I do, for like how we could spin this.
Okay. So here's our topic, y'all. Renee Shepherd is a gardening entrepreneur.
How many of those do you think exist? Gardening entrepreneurs.
Like, it's like her and like Ina Garten and like the person who runs the White House garden. I don't know.
Exactly.
Like nobody. Renee Shepherd is a gardening entrepreneur and writer known for heirloom seed advocacy and garden-based cooking using homegrown herbs.
I love it.
Better Homes and Gardens called her a groundbreaking gardener.
Pun intended, you
yuck,
think?
Yuck, 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 I'm sure. And Business Week, a pioneering innovator who helped popularize specialty vegetables and cottage garden flowers for home gardening and gourmet restaurants.
So do you want to know my idea for how we can tie this in with ranchera?
Desperately.
So, patriotism.
Yeah, okay.
What if Renee Shepherd is trying to save heirloom seeds from Mexico to preserve the legacy and heritage of these, like, you know, solely Mexican plants, vegetables, herbs to be used in cooking. And it's like celebrating Renee for her commitment to patriotism.
This is like a whole movie that stars Julia Robert.
Did you say Julia Robert?
Yes, I did.
Singular?
Julia Roberts.
I didn't know this is a Julia Roberts movie. I was kind of hoping that you were like, yeah, what do you mean?
No.
Thinking that your whole life you thought it was just a singular Robert.
No, I just done a dumb fuck
okay.
up. Yeah.
don't know. Does that have any clout?
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
it's probably not factual.
Yeah, no, certainly. But like, I think that that's like probably like the clearest connection that like, yeah, why not? I mean, there are actually like a ton of like really interesting and beautiful different varieties of maize that grow in
Mexico, that's true.
That are like unique to that ecosystem. So maybe that, I don't know.
Well, let's learn more about Renee.
Yeah. All right, Renee. So this is entitled Seed Companies, this section of her.
Which is kind of a pun as well.
I mean, yes, it is. Yes, as an entrepreneur, yes, I suppose so. So Shepherd earned her doctorate from the University of California, Santa Cruz.
Near Mexico? Ish. Getting closer?
Large Hispanic population, probably. Yeah, sure. While teaching environmental studies, she met a Dutch seed dealer. That sounds shady as hell.
You want some seeds? Hey, come over here. Look what I got. I got marigolds. I got zucchini.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
You okay?
Yep. Computer. You okay? Yes. Okay. Who encouraged her interest in seed varieties. Mm. She began her own seed distribution company in 1983. Shepherd's Garden Seeds was a small mail-order seed company specializing in uncommon vegetable and flower seeds.
Cool. In 1988, the business was purchased by White Flower Farm, a larger mail-order nursery in Litchfield, Connecticut, which eventually closed it. Ann Raver, a gardening writer for the New York Times, cited the sale as an example of an increasingly familiar story. A small specialty nursery known for unique plants is bought by a larger company hoping to take advantage of its cutting-edge appeal and to get new plants for mass marketing. What ensues is invariably a loss of diversity and often a loss of the vision that made the nursery attractive to begin with.
People have strong opinions
classic
about this.
Classic tale.
I know.
Classic cautionary gardening tale.
God. 1997, Shepherd went on to start a new business, Renee's Garden Seeds, based in Felton, California. And in 2006, Renee's Garden Seeds were sold at 900 retail outlets in the U.S. with 250 varieties of flowers, vegetables, and herbs.
In 2011, 2.5 million seed packets representing more than 400 varieties were sold online at 1,500 garden centers in the United States and Canada. Shepherd is known for writing her own plant descriptions and growing information and for her catalogs and seed packets.
Oh, boy.
She's published 2 cookbooks, Recipes from a Kitchen Garden, and More Recipes from a Kitchen Garden.
Okay. All right, Renee.
As well as numerous articles in food, gardening, and lifestyle periodicals. She maintains a gardening blog, lectures at shows and conferences, and her seeds and her are mentioned in the novel See Now Then by Jamaica Kincaid.
Oh. Shepherd has also served on the advisory board of the National Gardening Association, which doesn't even have its own Wikipedia page. Her charitable work includes donating seeds for community, prison, and school gardens in the United States, Honduras, Nigeria, and Uganda. And
Not Mexico,
but that's okay. And a fundraising program through Renee's Garden for schools and nonprofit organizations.
She does have trial gardens where she tests out the viability of seeds, basically, and the best ways to grow them.
That's cool.
And she has collected varieties from around North and South America,
okay.
Europe, Asia, and New Zealand.
Okay. Her company is a signatory to the Safe Seed Pledge of the Council for Responsible Genetics, and her selections are mainly open-pollinated, heirloom, and garden-worthy hybrids.
Cool. Now, this is a worthy cause to devote your life to, I think.
Not the silence rock guy.
Not the silence rock guy. Take a lesson from Renee Shepherd, silent man.
Oh, and thank you, our loyal Twitter follower, at Krista Dupes, who introduced us via Twitter. And we were like, gulp.
Well, didn't get a response.
No, he hasn't tweeted since April, so I think
it's fine.
Yeah.
He's being quiet somewhere.
Leave that man alone. So mean.
So what'd you find about Renee Shepherd's connection with Mexico?
Okay, so I looked on her website, which is reneesgarden.com, and basically I just did a search term for any of her products that contain the word Mexico.
Reliable.
Yeah, I figured that would work. And I came up with 3 different seed packets.
Hey.
Yeah, so Renee...
Or should I say,
Good. That's good practice. Renee sells heirloom butterfly flowers, which are Mexican tulip poppies.
Cute.
She sells Mexican tomatillos called Two Color Fiesta.
That sounds delicious, actually.
I know. And she also sells mild habanero.
Habanero.
Do, 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 do. Habanero.
Habanero.
Mild habanero chilies called Orange and Red Suave.
Suave, which means smooth.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if she wrote these descriptions, but we did read that she writes a lot of her descriptions.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah. So, like, here's just a little taste of how Renee likes to talk about her plants. Easy to grow. Tomatillos look like large green cherry tomatoes, each wrapped in a thin papery husk like a candy. Our heirloom purple skin variety is prolific with small, sweet/tangy fruits that are great grilled or in purple salsa. Green-skinned Toma Verde is imported from Mexico with crispy fruits on strong vines. Enjoy both sweet tart flavors for summer salsas, rich tasting stews, and savory sauces.
I'm sold.
Yeah. So I was thinking that, you know, one of the first things that we read about Ranchera is that their songs can be about nature.
That's true, too.
Yeah. So they can either be about love, patriotism, or nature. And I think that, like, obviously, if this woman is a heirloom seed advocate and a gardening entrepreneur, she loves nature.
What if she hates it?
She does this
out of
spite.
What if she, like, doesn't like being outside?
Why would you do this with your life, then?
I don't know. I met someone on a plane flying next to me who, when she got on the plane, turned to me and said, "Hi, my name is Ashley, and I'm terrified of flying, and you're going to have to hold my hand."
Oh, God.
And I found out through the course of conversation that she flies every week for work.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, "Well, why did you choose a job where you have to fly every week?" And she was like, "I love it."
So let's play out this fiction for a moment.
Okay.
Renee Shepherd hates being outside.
Ugh, hates it.
She hates plants.
Yeah.
She hates soil.
Hates bees.
Hates bees, hates bugs, hates all of it. Hates vegetables.
Yeah.
Hates flowers.
Doesn't eat them. Doesn't put flowers in her home.
What is her motivation? Similar to your terrified friend Ashley, she loves her job, but hates this one aspect of her job. So what does Renee love so much she's willing to put up devoting her whole life to being a gardening expert?
Conservation. She has a fear of losing things. She's basically a hoarder, but for the world of horticulture.
Horticulture.
Also, she fell madly in love with that Dutch seed dealer.
And she's been chasing him
ever since. Maybe if I make the perfect vegetable, he'll come back to me.
I love that. We can combine
love
and nature. Okay. Here's the new fiction. Met the Dutch seed dealer, fell madly in love.
Yes.
He left her. It's Fontaine all over again. He left her in the summer of her life, and she wants to get him back. And so she has devoted her life to making the most perfect hybrid breeds of seeds.
Heirloom seeds.
So that he will come back to her.
Yes.
This is a very, it feels like very romantic in the like specific folksy way that I think mariachi is.
Yeah, that unrequited kind
of love. The one that got away, that like, and then like devoting your whole life to bettering yourself to get them back.
I'm sold.
I
again
love it.
You can sell me on anything today.
Yeah, really, we are just gullible as hell. Okay.
That's
so
great. We'll do that.
All right, we're gonna do that.
Just a little bit more about the music before we get into it. I think we're going to do a 3-4 time Ranchera Valseada.
We never do 3-4 time.
We never do 3-4 time. So this will be a waltzy Ranchera in this similar style to what we heard as our example. We're going to do a major key. Our form, as according to tradition, will be musical intro, A section with a lyric, B section, which is an instrumental version of that A section with the gritos, and then another A section, which is either a repeat of the same lyric or a new lyric.
Okay.
And then the B section again, instrumental with gritos, and then the musical tag. And Shannon found a cool resource about mariachi tags with traditional ranchera endings.
This is on Sobrino.net, S-O-B-R-I-N-O.net.
So there are three different ending tags listed for three-quarter time rancheras. The first one is called the remate, which I don't really know what that means. The second one just says three-quarter tag ending, and the third one is for minor keys. So since we're doing major key, I'll play the first two now.
Cool.
That's what those sound like. Also, a little bit of more history. Ranchera, obviously derived from the word rancho, because the music originated on ranches in the countryside in rural Mexico. And the outfits that the mariachi bands wear are called charros.
Oh.
Which are cowboy outfits with tight pants, short jackets, bows, and riding boots.
You've probably seen them. The jackets are tend to be like really elaborately embroidered,
right,
with like beautiful patterns and stuff.
That's called a charro.
We visited this absolutely ginormous market in Mexico City, and next to it was an absolutely ginormous indoor clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
But like, clothing store is reductive. Okay.
Okay.
This was a like global depot for any type of like special occasion or ceremonial Mexican clothing.
That's cool.
So it was like aisle after aisle after aisle after aisle of quinceañera dresses, which are like amazing ball gowns, like these elaborate, brightly colored, like neon and zebra patterned Mexican flag pattern, all like huge ball gowns for 15-year-old girls when they have their sort of like coming out debutante party. and then they also had like little like mariachi outfits as well. So charros there.
Yeah.
And a lot of them appeared to be for like babies and
That's
small children.
So cute.
So it would be like row after row after row of like these teeny little mariachi outfits.
Aww.
And they were so cute. But this place was so crazy. You could get turned around so easily. And they also there were like wedding dresses and suits and like stuff that was more for like clearly formal occasions too. But it was so insane to be in like something that was probably the size of three city blocks.
Jeez.
Of just dresses and charros.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, I should tweet I took a like very, very short video of like the inside of it. I should tweet
it.
Yeah,
you should.
Yeah.
Cool. And then lastly, we'll use for the instrumentation guitars, guitarrón, which is the like bass version of the guitar, trumpets, accordion, and maracas.
Nice.
And I think we'll sing it together probably.
Yeah, it's like a group thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
Let's do it. I have lyrics.
Ranchera lyrics?
Yes, ranchera lyrics.
Do tell.
Okay. So the way we discussed the song structure, verse or like lyric, basically. Lyric, instrumental, lyric, instrumental going into the refrain.
Yeah.
And then actually, just because I think it's fun, we're going to repeat the refrain twice.
Great.
And then we'll do the tag.
Love it.
Cool. All right. Ready for this?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Here we go. Summer's gone. The flowers fade. The garden's overgrown.
Oh.
Mi amor's return to Países Bajos, Netherlands. Now that his seeds are sown.
Nice.
Then we hit the chorus. Grow, grow for me, my life's work, heirloom seeds. Grow, grow for me, plant seeds of love in his heart. Grow, grow for me, my life's work, heirloom seeds. Grow, grow for me, grow veggies of love in his heart.
Ew, kind of.
I love vegetable.
Veggies of love.
What's the most romantic vegetable?
Ooh.
Don't say eggplant.
No, I wasn't going to. The most romantic vegetable?
Yeah.
I have an easier time thinking of like romantic fruits.
Yes, that's why I asked
berries.
Vegetable.
I know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking out loud here. Most romantic vegetable is the sugar snap pea.
Is it because it has the word sugar in it?
No, it's just like dainty and delicious.
They
and
are
it's a
dainty
little
and
like
delicious.
Pocket of fun surprise.
Oh. So gross.
What would your answer be? It's hard, right?
Squash blossoms because they're actually flowers.
Ugh, that doesn't count as a vegetable.
Why not?
Because I didn't think of it.
Yeah, okay. So are we ready? Okay, so we need a title.
Well, Grow For Me won't work because we'll get sued.
Oh, ha, huh, that's fine. What about Veggies of Love?
Yeah.
Veggies of Love.
That's great.
Yeah. Veggies of Love,
veggies of
love.
Measure life in love. Ay, ay, ay! All right, well, here it is.
Veggies of Love.
A ranchera song.
By Shannon Eastcott.
To celebrate Mexican Independence Day.
Summer's gone, the flowers fade, the garden's overgrown. Mi amor's returned to Pisces Bajos, now that his seeds are sown. Grow, grow for me, my life's work heirloom seeds. Grow, grow for me, plant seeds of love in his heart. Grow, grow for me, my life's work heirloom seeds. Grow, grow for me, grow veggies of love in his heart.
Happy Mexican Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day, Mexico.
Viva Mexico.
Viva Mexico. Sorry about the gritos.
So I've learned a little more about why the grito is connected with Mexican independence.
Yeah. So here's the section of the podcast where we go back and clean up and correct all of the things.
Right. Correct
saying.
All of our mistakes. Erase our own history.
Yes. Okay. So what is the deal with the grito?
So the Grito de Dolores is the historical event that triggered the Mexican War of Independence. The Roman Catholic priest Miguel Hidalgo y Costilla rang the bell of his church and gave the call to arms, and that was like his cry or his shout that triggered the war. And every year, on the eve of the Independence Day, the president of Mexico reenacts this grito from the balcony of the National Palace in Mexico City and rings the same bell that Hidalgo rang in 1810. So that's the grito.
Gotcha. So it's not that, it's not the same type of grito in the song.
It's like a pronouncement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. And here's my like additional information. The plaza that I was talking about earlier, where you can go and you can hire a mariachi band and they are legally allowed to play for 1 hour, no matter what time of day it is. That is Plaza Garibaldi. And
Ghirardelli, like chocolate.
Yes, definitely. And it is still to this day considered the home of mariachi music. And it was like this kind of like place existed in various other forms and in different locations in Mexico City throughout history. But like this is where it is now. And it's
cool.
Like the hub of mariachis.
Nice.
It's
Love
called
it.
Mariachi Mecca on the Wikipedia page. So
are there pilgrimages?
Yeah, sir. All the mariachi bands on our one train, like every year they go back down to Plaza Garibaldi.
The family reunions.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was our attempt at ranchera.
Ranchera.
Still can't roll our R's.
Nope, still can't do it.
Grow for me. That's what I should have done. Crap. Missed opportunity.
Just gurgling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this episode, or even if you didn't, follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
At SongSaladCast. If you are generous enough to give us money, you can do that on Patreon. Patreon.com/SongSalad.
Yeah. And for just 50 cents an episode or $2 a month, you'll be part of our community. And at $5 a month, which is $1.25 an episode, not bad, you will get our Bontent.
Bontent, which means bonus content.
Or side salad.
Yeah, side salads are good too.
Listener Matt pointed out.
Yeah.
Side salad, which we like definitely talked about calling them at some point,
right,
and then we ignored it.
And then just got really fixated on Bontent.
On top of the Bontent. It's still fun.
It's still fun. There's a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
In particular, the most recent Bontent, which is the yodeling outtakes from our episode, This Jesus Christ Cat.
Oh, manzies. Yeah. Good.
Manzies Patinkin.
He's my favorite Broadway performer, Manzies Patinkin. That's it, right?
That's it. Go hug a loved one.
Hug a Mexican. What? Hug a Mexican.
Hug a Mexican.
Is there Independence Day?
With consent.
Yes. Don't just go around hugging random Mexican people. Yeah. But like, you know, hug someone who's proud of their Mexican heritage.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
Shannon and Scott!
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's like, I think it, for us, it turns into Mario.
It's a me! Yeah! Well, especially when we're using it to say our own names, it's like Pokemon, kind of.
Scott!
Yeah. Pikachu!
So many cultures represented.
Oh, man. We gotta stop.